CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The 14-year-old police say shot and killed four people at his school has been on the FBI's radar for more than a year. The Bureau says he was interviewed, along with his father, in connection to online school shooting threats in May 2023. Chris Hosey is with the Georgia Bureau of Investigation and says in today's shooting, they believe he acted alone.
There's no evidence to report that any additional shooter was involved in this incident. Investigators are actively pursuing, however, any leads of any potential associates of the shooter that was involved in this incident.
That shooter is under arrest. His victims, two teachers and two 14-year-old classmates. The U.S. government has seized dozens of internet domains that it says were part of a campaign by Russia to interfere in this year's presidential election. Our Nicole Skanga is at the Justice Department.
One notorious Russian group known as Doppelganger is known for spreading disinformation aimed at undermining U.S. trust in elections, weakening any sort of U.S. opposition to core Russian interests. In another instance of an unsealed indictment, the Department of Justice pointing out two RT employees accused of operating as foreign agents.
RT is Russia's state-run news agency. Vice President Kamala Harris proposes a tenfold increase in the tax deduction for startup small businesses. Our Ed O'Keefe is traveling with her in New Hampshire.
We will, and this is very important, cut the red tape that can make starting and growing a small business more difficult than it needs to be.
Harris is setting a goal of 25 million new small business applications in her first term, more than during the Biden or Trump years. Portsmouth frame store owner Wendy Clement, an independent voter, is a fan of another piece of Harris's plan, a new standard tax deduction for small businesses.
Saving paperwork is fantastic. But even the deduction, we always put money back into the business.
A U.S. Navy sailor has been detained in Venezuela.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the sailor was traveling on personal leave and did not have the required authorization from the U.S. military to be in Venezuela. Other than that, Kirby suggested the details are pretty lean.
We're obviously in touch as appropriate as you think we would be with Venezuelan authorities to try to get more knowledge and information about this.
The detention comes at a touchy time in U.S.-Venezuela relations, mainly concerning Venezuela's contested presidential election in July. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Alaska's governor has vetoed a bipartisan bill that would have forced insurance companies to cover up to a year's supply of birth control at a time. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My name is Ian Bunsick. I'm a cowboy, songwriter, country and western artist from Wyoming, and Boot Barn asked me to share my story.
I want you to sing this song so loud they can hear you in Wyoming.
In terms of making music, the thing that I'm most inspired by is how I grew up. The Western way of life is just in my DNA, and telling those stories through my music has just been a part of me for my whole life. I never started to make music to write hits. I started making music to express who I am and what the West is. And so as long as I'm staying true to that, then I'll have hits in my own book. And at the end of the day, I would rather be known as a humble dad, husband, and advocate of the West than a popular musician. Boot Barn, keep West.
Each day, people in the U.S. consume about 400 million cups of coffee. A startup is hoping to shake up the market with a healthier alternative that they say reduces coffee's environmental impact. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Jasmine Vale went to see who's giving this coffee a shot.
Otomo Coffee is a Seattle-based startup whose scientists have worked for years to perfect the drink.
But coffee is in trouble.
Andy Kleitch, who co-founded Otomo, wanted to create a healthier and sustainable coffee that uses less water and doesn't cause deforestation.
It takes about 20 coffee trees just for you every year.
So they set out to recreate the molecular structure of conventional coffee using superfoods high in antioxidants.
Inside of this, all the upcycled plant ingredients like date pits, sunflower, guava.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly clear sky in the overnight with light southeast winds and lower 60s by sunup. We'll warm it up a good 20 degrees on Thursday. Sunshine and lower 80s, a light southwest breeze. By Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Right now, it's 64.
Yeah. Radio Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Down. morning. You were on my mind.
Perfect summer night soundtrack with timeless hits from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. More coming right up on WRJN.
Bowden Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Bowden Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Bowden Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
The Franksville Food Truck Festival is back at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden September 6th and 7th, featuring 25 food trucks. Enjoy live music both nights from 6 to 9 with FM Rodeo on Friday and Landline on Saturday. Kids can have a blast in the bounce houses while the adults enjoy Wisconsin craft beer. And don't miss the Friday night Packers viewing party. It all kicks off at 5 p.m. on September 6th. Get all the details at FranksvilleFoodTruckFestival.com. The festival is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
W-R-J-N. Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. From a run around to a yeah, my miss lips and a smile on her face. The touch of my hand and this girl's one embrace. So if you don't wanna cry like I do, I keep away from a run around to a away from a runner out to a pit out. Yeah, keep away from this girl. I know what you'll do. Keep away from Sue. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she love you and she'll put you down. Now people let me put you wise. She goes out with other guys.
When you say these things, you know it makes me blue.
something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
there may be some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile, 'cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're the one that I love.
Yeah.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Some people may call them oldies, but our timeless hits never get old. Another long set on the way next on WRJN.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time you hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on. I would be a liar
money's all been spent. I guess that's so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
Driving me crazy, I kinda like a baby. Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. A community in Georgia is in mourning tonight following a school shooting that left two students and two teachers dead. Here's CBS's Dave Malkoff with more.
Teenagers held hands and prayed Wednesday night as the community of Winder, Georgia, gathered for a prayer vigil. Earlier in the